With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the PowerCat Podcast, GoPowerCat.com's Kansas State Athletics Show. Make sure you're subscribing to our show at Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, from the GPC studios, here's your host, GoPowerCat publisher, Tim Fitzgerald.
Welcome to the overtime, and this might be the greatest overtime ever. Last week, we let Chris 99735 to ask all the questions, and we ridiculed him. Today, we're going to ridicule I Like Pickles Cat. This is the I Like Pickles Cat edition of the Power Cat Overtime Podcast. Okay, I put some fun music in there. And something even more strange is I'm going to ask the questions this week.
This is like the first time in all of my years of ever doing the podcast.
I just had a desire to ask these questions. Maybe so because weird. I won't have to answer them as much. We're sponsored by The Fridge. Make sure you stop into The Fridge Wholesale Liquor whenever you're in Manhattan and check out their incredible selection of beers, wines, liquors, and stuff to rub on your feet. Go in and ask the people at The Fridge that you'd like some stuff to rub on your feet just to see what they say. And here we go. It's the overtime, the I Like Pickles Cat edition of 4,000 question from a man I named I Like Pickles Cat, which I literally did. Here we go, guys. If you could put, Zach, are you going to say something? Here?
No.
Okay. If you could replace the sound of a bodily function with a different sound, what would you replace it with?
Farts are going to be Little John. Yeah.
Okay.
That is my pick.
I think it's kind of hard to top that. That's pretty good.
I mean, if you're out in public and you hear just Lil Jon just coming out of a butt.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
It's hard to argue with that.
You know, I mean, like, and it like lightens the mood too. Like usually, you know, you smell it and you're just like, who did this? But you hear that and you're just like, yeah.
I would change Zach talking to just chips being eaten.
God, you guys are setting the bar really high for me and Fitz.
I don't know. Probably like belches would be meows. Wouldn't that be endearing? Like, you know, that pizza was really meow.
Those are the dumbest words I've ever heard.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I'll go hiccups become a Rick Ross grunt. With a huh.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're off to a good start, Pickles. Yes. If I started stacking lasagna ingredients, how would you decide when it was multiple lasagnas tall? As someone who likes lasagna, this is a legitimate question. I mean, because you just keep putting, here, let's put some ricotta cheese in here, another layer of noodles. Some marinara in here, another layer of noodles. My mom would put in cottage cheese, which I don't like, but it's delicious, in a lasagna, and another layer of noodles. At what point have you just moved into multiple lasagnas stacked on top of each other? It's a valid question and one that might blow up the world.
Isn't there usually
I'd say
like
two pans tall. Is two lasagna. If it's a pan tall, that's one. Two pans, two lasagnas.
No, are we sure there's an S at the end? Like, is it lasagna?
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, like RBI?
Like shape?
Yeah. Multiple lasagna?
Ooh.
No.
I like
that's
it.
Plural.
Lasagna.
We're talking about two lasagnas.
Lasagna? Lasagne?
Lasagna?
Lasagnes? Lasagne. All I know, Pickles, is I really, really like lasagna. It kind of is like the Irish stew of Italian food.
Now I'm hungry.
Hi, Italian. Welcome to Kansas, folks.
Oh, my God.
There we go. I just tried to create that crazy. Italian.
It's Italian.
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 Because you're from Salina.
You're not going to Italy, though.
So? I don't care. If I want to go to Italy, I will. Oh, this Italy is so beautiful.
You'd probably find a way to mispronounce Rome when you're over there.
We'll move on. What hyped product or event that flopped were you most excited for?
My senior year and my last 4 weeks of my junior year due to a pandemic.
That's a good answer. I can't say Firefest because I wasn't there.
That's the only thing I can think of. Like, looking back, yeah, you got to pick Firefest. I wasn't going to go to it. I didn't know about it until it failed on Twitter, and then I got excited about it failing. I can't I don't know. I don't really have
probably everything related to the Kansas City Chiefs before Patrick Mahomes arrived. We're going to the – no, we're not. No.
AFC Championship game when they played the Patriots was extremely disappointing. Mm-hmm. I was sad for like a few weeks afterwards.
I did – the last non-Nike pair of athletic shoes that I bought, like legitimately bought, was a pair of like – what were they? They were called something Aeroblades, Adidas Aeroblades. They're like the cool new thing, and they were like all the little like surfaces on the bottom, they were like ran up with a plastic piece, and they were like cool looking. And I loved the idea of them. They were not very comfortable, and they flopped.
What about the hats?
But they looked cool.
The hats, the Royals hats that had the zip codes on them?
Those were the worst product I've ever seen in my life.
I liked it because they respected Kansas a lot more than they should have.
What's funny about it is we sat here on the podcast wondering, oh, the 816 is probably just on another part of the hat. No, they forgot it. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't the only market where they did this. There was multiple markets where they left off area codes that were significant.
Yeah, they put all four Kansas area codes on the hat.
You know
I was
why?
Just like, yeah.
They typed in Kansas City zip codes instead of Kansas City, Missouri zip code, Kansas area City codes. Zip codes. And it brought up the different cities in Kansas and their zip codes.
I think that if you Googled Kansas City zip codes, 816 would indeed pop up.
We need Alexa.
We're saying zip codes, not area codes. So if you typed in zip codes, you would be really lost. They put some in charge of this.
You're right. Yeah. You're right, Cole.
I know.
The top four are all just Kansas.
Yeah. 913-785-316-620.
Wow.
Kansas City area code.
You got to scroll down a little bit for 816 and you don't even know.
Hmm. You ain't even know it.
There's a couple products that I enjoyed. I missed the reference, by the way. I that was an old man reference.
Over that.
I really missed it. Tiger Gatorade.
Oh, yeah.
That was good stuff.
That was really good stuff. In fact, the Tiger Gold Gatorade with UV blue in it was one of the best things ever. To be drank by an old man at a softball field drinking.
Did they pull that when he went to Denny's?
Yep.
Okay.
He didn't. What?
It wasn't that he went to Denny's. It's that he left with the hostess.
So Denny's came to him.
Someone came somewhere. That was the general problem with everything that happened. So
I feel like Gatorade legitimately was going to end production of that around the time. Like it was kind of a seasonal type thing and it lasted a couple of years and it, you know, how often does one athlete's quote unquote brand drink or whatever stay around?
Do you think you could still buy some Tiger Woods Gatorade?
I'm sure you could find some on eBay that's still sealed for, you know, $50 or something for a bottle and it'll taste disgusting. It'll taste like plastic. And corn syrup.
You can buy it for $15.
Wow. It's expired, Cole. Mm. Are we doing that on the podcast next week? Are you drinking what flavor is it? Is it the red one?
Tiger Focus Gatorade, Tiger Woods Rare, 2008, 2009, never opened.
I hope it's never opened.
God almighty. I think you have to lump in here, and I'm thinking of my good friend Matt Walters, that back in 2000 and what would it have been? Six or seven, there was going to be college campus concerts associated with spring football games, and the Goo Goo Dolls were supposed to play in Manhattan, Kansas, and that is Matt Walters' favorite band of all time. There is so much explanation in just knowing that fact, why it all flopped, and you learn a lot about Matt Walters that the Goo Goo Dolls is his favorite band. And yeah, the Goo Goo Dolls never played. In fact, these concerts were scheduled all over the country and it flopped.
None of them happened, right?
Yeah.
Because there was some NCAA issue giving free tickets out or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the big springtime concert that was supposed to take place at K-State, we had 1 year of it with Zach Brown Band.
That wasn't springtime.
Is it fall?
It was fall. Oh, it was fall. It was bye weekend.
It was a replaced game that got sold or something.
It's a Stanford game. It was in 2016.
Yeah.
So not that weekend, but that's the reason why.
That would have been cool, except they're like, hey, we've never promoted concerts before, so we're going to bring in the Zach Brown Band with some groups people you've never heard of. And, oh, hold on.
Train? Yeah, they had Train.
But then, like, the opening acts were supposed to be, and they just found guys, I think. Anyhow, and the tickets will be $150 a piece. It was just crazy. They just so overpriced it. It was nuts.
Had to recover that Zach Brown Band fee of $1 million or whatever. I don't know how much they charge.
Also, but
they're one of the highest charging bands, I think, to get for a concert.
Also, remember when the Overtime Podcast was funny?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe you shouldn't have asked the questions.
I don't know. For the young guys, see, this is perfect. This is perfect for you to ask this one.
Yeah.
Not for me. What is your plan to seduce Bill or Melinda Gates? I like that he was inclusive in that.
Red Favre's seen his photos.
See, I wouldn't personally seduce Bill, but I'd throw a nice backyard pool party that Bill Gates is invited to because apparently he likes those. With ladies.
What a dork.
Is Melinda good looking?
No. Melinda looks a lot like an actor. I can't think of his name now. Kevin Kline. Bring up Kevin Kline.
Okay, I'm going to look up Kevin Kline first.
But you got to look up new Melinda Gates, like modern Melinda Gates, because people think it's a different person.
That looks scary.
Hang on. I don't see this comparison. Okay. Fits.
Well, look up Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
Oh, this is really bottomed out now.
We needed one of the dogs to bark or something.
What,
just maybe a little bit.
More so on Kurt Russell.
Yeah, she looks like... Okay, the question is, what is the plan? Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not going to seduce Bill because I think Bill... He's on TV too much. It would be too well known. If you got with Melinda Gates, you could make it without being well known.
Well, according to social media, you're way too old for Bill.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. Melinda Gates, just listen to this podcast. Mm. That's my plan.
Brian Gilbert, were you married for money? Would you marry an okay personality and looks, but they're a billionaire?
Sure. Why wouldn't you?
Would you marry that same person if they weren't a billionaire?
No.
Okay, there we go.
What if they were a millionaire?
What's the prenup situation?
Now, that's a big part of it. How about the brilliant Bill Gates not having a prenup with Melinda?
Did they meet before he was like super rich?
I don't care. He's been pretty wealthy for a long time. I can't imagine they met before that.
I mean,
he was a dork working out of his garage. Actually, that's the Apple guys. Bill just bought other people's technology.
If you're so wealthy that you're still stupid wealthy, if you lose half your stuff, you don't really need a prenup.
No, that's true.
I mean, that's like the cartels writing off 10%. Loss to the rats eating their cash levels of rich.
Are there kids attractive?
I don't. Can you imagine being a child of that billionaire dork.
Well, he was only going to leave the kids like $10 million a piece.
Jennifer Catherine Gates.
But now, I think they're going to get a lot more from Melinda.
Oh, yeah. This guy's lucky. Her boyfriend, her husband is the luckiest dude in the world. Not because she's good looking, but because not only does she get money, but you can be under the radar and you would have no idea. You would have no idea that you're dating them unless you actually looked up her on Google.
She seems like a nice person. Equestrian, you know.
What about
seems low key.
Phoebe Adele Gates?
I don't know who that is.
She's 18, so never
mind. Yeah.
How's she look there? Do you got a photo of her?
I'm not commenting.
Okay. You don't want to be superficial and comment on her looks?
Is it because she's 18?
Mm-hmm.
She's 18, man.
She's your age, man.
She's 4 years younger than me.
Oh, no.
Age is but a number, my friend.
Now, see, this is what I've learned. This is completely off topic, but going into education, you have to keep a critical eye because, like, when I'm at the Royals game, I can't look at anybody unless I know for a fact they're older than me. I'm at the stage in life where I'm looking at mothers. That's where I'm at. That is my stage in life.
Well, you're afraid that for one moment you'll look at someone and she's 17 and you didn't realize it?
Yep. Because that student could be in my classroom next spring.
This question is not what we want it to be. Let's move on.
There we go. That's very good. What is your favorite thing that you own five or more of? Let's rephrase this. What is your favorite thing of which you own five or more? There we go. Put a proper English for the heathen named Pickles. My answer should be dogs, but my wife won't let me get five or more because I live in tyranny.
I thought you were going to say your wives.
No. No, I would advise men to only get one at the most.
At a time?
At a time. Probably ever. I mean, because if it didn't work out the first time, it was probably you as much as them. Don't do it again. There we go. There's my life advice from Fitz. Brought to you by Fridge Wholesale Liquor. Five or more. Five or more of?
The same style of Calvin Klein underwear.
Oh, that's true. I'm on that with Duluth Trading Company underwear. Yeah. Yeah.
Calvin Klein Steel. What are they? They're trunks, I think, is what they're technically called. If you want to get on Amazon there, you can find a 3-pack for like $40. Comfortable.
I was going to say cologne.
Cologne, okay, yeah.
You're a cologne guy?
Very.
Are you wearing cologne right now?
Maybe.
I can't smell it if you are.
Yeah, I just kind of threw some on. It was, I think I put on some Calvin Klein.
Sex Panther.
Yeah. 60% of the time, every time? Yeah.
What cologne you wearing? I got nothing funny. Gil, surely there's something you have an excessive amount of that you shouldn't, but you like to have an excessive amount of.
I have more than $5, so.
Well,
wow. Wow, you own money.
Beer?
My beer supply is actually not up to par.
Oh, no.
That is unfortunate. Five or more of? I don't know. That's like a tough question. I feel like if you really like something, you only need one.
I can't think of things that I have that are not consumables that I have more than five of. Like, I have more than five body armors in my fridge, but I'm not going to say I have more than five of them, you know?
I have more than five hostas in my gardens. I have about 50.
What's a hosta?
It's a big leafy plant.
I thought those were like the little, like, Debbie cakes.
No.
The hostess?
That's Spanish.
Okay. That just won the podcast. I feel like we should stop now.
The humans will be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The ads are done. Speak humans.
If your home catches on fire, this of course is from I Like Pickles Cat.
Yeah.
What one item do you save? Not the boring, obvious answers like people, pets, important documents. It has to be singular. So if you say pictures, you need to choose a picture. That's interesting.
Why can't it be an important? Well, I guess it's not a document.
I mean,
I'm picking my most valuable sports card I have and taking that if I can only pick one. You know, that's what I'm doing.
I'm taking my pillow. Because
wait, is it your pillow or is it my pillow?
That's kind of weird.
It is.
Did you just sneak in an ad?
It is no. I did not. It is not a my pillow.
Thank goodness.
But I will take my own personal pillow because you're going to be homeless, right? If your home catches on fire, you're going to be homeless. So you need somewhere to sleep, and you need a pillow to do that.
Well, see,
so
I think
you take a pillow.
You don't think a hotel room has a pillow?
Well, if your house catches on fire, you lose all your money, you lose all your cards.
You don't have a... You've
got nowhere to go. I mean, if we're
credit
really
card saved in your Priceline account, you don't think that...
I like to think this is a tornado. It's more relevant to my life. So when a tornado warning goes off and I feel like that literally has changed from the time where Kansas stand in the street and look for the tornado to we actually should probably go take cover... So I've got like this mental checklist. I get the dogs, of course, which I'm not supposed to save according to Pickles. That's not exactly what the question says, but I'm going to accuse him of hating dogs, people, and important documents. And, you know, my wife can fend for herself. Okay, let's just put that out there. If Becky's not smart enough to get out of a burning house or take shelter in the basement, I'm sorry, babe, it worked out the way it was supposed to. But my phone and my laptop, would probably be right up there. But here's the thing, is I'd probably grab my laptop. Of course, now it's in the basement, but I grab my laptop, but not the charging cord. So I'd be stuck. Like after one day, I'd be.
Well, a couple hours and you're like, well, I'm out.
Yep. I don't know.
Take your pillow?
You need somewhere to sleep.
Man. Yeah.
If you're sleeping on the road, you don't want to sleep on the concrete. At least you have a pillow.
I just the thought, like your thought process of just your house catches on fire and your first thought is, well,
holy shit, Gladys, grab the pillows.
You grab a pillow because your thought of being uncomfortable overnight or whatever and not being able to get into a hotel room somehow, some way has impeded.
It does. This is an interesting question because it makes you stop and realize, well, if there was a fire or, a tornado or something, as long as I had my family, my dogs, you know, I didn't lose my birth certificate or whatever.
Yeah, we're after that.
I'm good. The rest is stuff.
You got.
I mean, granted, you're talking about investments. That
I'm
have
just
real
taking.
Value.
Yeah, I'm just. Yeah, if I can take one thing, I'm taking the one thing that's the most valuable. After everybody else is okay, like if everybody's okay, because that's what the question is. You know, we're not talking about people, pets, important documents. After all that's taken care of. And you can save one thing. Well, I'm taking the most valuable thing.
I can tell you this. If a tornado hit my house tomorrow, completely wiped me out, and the insurance said, here's your check, that's an opportunity to completely change your life. Here's everything of value that you couldn't have gotten that out of. You know, like if I wanted to pack up and leave, I couldn't get everything around us right now. I couldn't get the value probably out of it by selling it. But insurance, you get that value, replacement value. Would you just start over with the same life you have? Or would you say, here I come, Belize. I'm going to have that barbecue shack on the beach.
Have you almost died in a fire before?
No. I've almost died, but not in a fire.
So nobody's ever saved you from a fire.
Cole, do you have experience being saved in a fire?
He definitely does.
Does he?
Gills, so, would you like to take
this
one?
Yeah, I'll go for it. So to answer this question, if I was in a fire, I would call my friend Dean. So long story short, if you're ever at a bar talking to a female, Dean will come up and say, oh, Mr. Gilbert, who's this fine young lady you're talking to? And basically he'll proceed to tell the girl a story about how I or Cole or whoever it is saved him from a fire. And it goes on for like 15 minutes and the girls are just like, what the hell is going on here?
Oh my God.
And then he'll walk away and they'll be like, they'll just look like, that was unbelievable. Like literally unbelievable. That was.
And he has a scar like right here.
Yeah, he has a scar that he shows. And yeah.
Dean's the best wingman ever.
Dude. In theory, yes, but the way he describes the story does not really.
So you call him knowing that it's going to go bad.
It's unsolicited. Like he'll just come up out of nowhere and start doing it.
That I love Dean so much.
Dean is. I love Dean too, but it's
okay. So you're not. Okay. You're not calling him in as a wingman. He's just doing it.
It's like a magnet.
Like he's like the TikTok kind
of a magnet where it just like repels away. I feel like that's what happens when the fire story comes in.
Dean, oh my God, you're no D'Artagnan, but you're a pretty badass dude.
Yeah, Cole's seen it in action.
The story evolves over time.
Yeah. Of course it does.
Because sometimes I like to pretend to be Dean, and it gets a little bit better each time.
What do you mean you pretend to be Dean?
So you've stolen Dean's shtick and gone up to...
But see, it's never for myself.
Oh.
But you could be sabotaging the person, too, which has been the case sometimes. Oh,
when I see one of you two out with a girl, I'm going to be like, hey, this dude will take his pillow if he's ever in a fire. because he doesn't want to sleep on the ground with an uncomfortable head.
Ho-ho the Rattlinbog.
All right, Fitz.
Guys, if you win the lottery and you get the chance to choose the amount of how much you won, how much are you going with in a lump sum or fixed payout, payment, payout?
Lump sum.
Makes no
lump,
sense.
Lump sum or annuity. Annuity.
Yeah,
annuity.
That makes better sense. Usually, when you win the lottery, a big enough lottery, you can choose to take the lump sum, which, you know, usually if it's like $100 million, you're going to get in cash.
After taxes, roughly a third is usually right, what it comes right. out to of what the big prize
because
is.
Because actually the lottery is an annuity that matures over 20 years. So you get more money and an annual payout over those 20 years because the annuity grows and pays you more. But most people just take, if you won, I don't want to wait over the course of 20 years at my age, because God knows I'm not going to see it, to get an extra 7, 10 million, whatever it is. Just give me the lump sum. So yeah, lump sum and 100 million is my number.
That you're just picking?
Why, I don't get this question. Like, if we get to choose the amount, yeah. why does it matter?
I'll take well, a yeah, Pickles, dollars. I'm picking a quadrillion, trillion, zillion dollars,
what
Pickles.
What he's asking is, are you a person that doesn't want to be uber wealthy? And the things that go with that. I mean, honestly, if you won $100 million in the lottery, you would be inundated by friends, family, strangers, you would pretty much have to rewrite your life mm-hmm. or people would just see you as the bad guy. Oh, he won $100 million and you can't buy me a car. That would happen over and over and over.
But guess what? I would have enough money to not care what they say.
There you go.
Yeah. I'd pick whatever the highest one is. What was it? Like 1.6, 1.9 billion.
Yeah.
Whatever that was. Take the single, I'm the only winner.
Right.
And take the lump sum. So after taxes, you know, probably looking at 750 to 800 million. I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But, you'll scrape by.
Yeah.
You're no Bill Gates.
Yeah, wow. No Bill Gates.
But you look better than Melinda, too.
So. But I'd take it anonymously. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do is, you know, if you're not in a state where you can't take it anonymously, you can make a blind trust or whatever and make it private. In Kansas, we're lucky. If we win, we can stay anonymous. But, you know, I'd lay low for a year or so. And then after that, I'd say, hey, you know, sit everybody down that you know that's family. Like, here's your payment. Like, this is what you get. Do not ask again. You know, and then take care of them that way. And
you
then if they blow
take
through
all the
it,
money?
Take all, what do you mean? Take
like,
all the money.
Keep the money for yourself, not tell anybody. You just have enough money to wipe your ass and call it good. I mean, honestly.
I mean, you gotta, there's management to winning. If it's eventually going to come out that you won the lottery, you know, there's some people management you need to do right. with that. And you have the money to solve some problems and some people's problems. And there comes a time where you need to figure out who are you taking care of and how much are you taking care of them. But whatever you decide, you make it final. Like, this is what you get. You know, congrats. And
I would certainly take care of my immediate family and people I consider to be family. And then you guys I'd totally screw over. But
it's okay. You buy us lunch all the time.
Yeah. Probably still do that. Probably like,
yeah.
Just, hey, Charlie, send me the Tanner's tab. Let these guys run on it. But yeah, I'd probably set aside a pool of money to be managed by someone, which, you know, I'm creating a pretty easy job for someone I trust that would then pay out, you know, I don't know, people that do things in the community will get, you know, a gift. I would make sure I do that. I like people that are rewarded for kindness, that maybe are donating a bunch of their time to work with the Boys and Girls Club or whatever. I don't know. But I would give money to, let's say you guys won the lottery. What would you give money to? What would you choose to gift?
I'd give money to K-State.
I'm making my own F1 team.
That's fine. That's cool.
That's what I'm doing.
That's pretty cool.
What about bring an NBA team to Kansas City?
No, I would never do that. I would never.
I'd burn through most of my money for 4 years making a back of the grid F1 team and just saying, well, we had fun.
But more specifically, Cole, what would you give money to K-State for? What would it be? I mean, you can just give it to them and they'll spend it on grass seed. Or you can get a building, athletics, dorm.
I mean, me personally, right now, I would probably give it – I would want to give money to K-State baseball to make their stadium more up to par with every single conference, every single team in the conference.
Even the brand new stadium?
Even the brand new stadium.
I'd trick
it out with a party deck and take down Brandenburg and put up a really cool indoor facility where I saw that. I can't remember when I was watching selection show, they were showing highlights someone and they had their training facility beyond the
probably right Arkansas. Wall.
Maybe it was.
Yeah,
I get that. I mean, I've said this, I would donate to athletics for a volleyball arena. But we would give to journalism, of course, because I could use everything they can get. Vet med and athletics would be our three things, probably. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. Gills, would you give money to K-State? Or would you say, hey, remember that pandemic? Where you told me I get a degree, but I don't get to go to class?
Yeah. I wouldn't give K-State much. I would go around to bars and restaurants and stuff and just surprise people with $1,000 tips and make their day, make their week.
Yeah, that's interesting. It gets back to I would do that too.
Do that.
Like if I had really good service.
I'd do it, but like I'd want to be like really low-key about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want people, there's a certain point where like, do you want people to know you have money or do you not want people to know you have money?
I agree with that.
And I think going around and dropping surprise tips every once in a while is fun, but at what point does it become expected? You know, and they're like, that guy has a whole bunch of money. He's going to drop a big tip.
It's going to be kind of obvious because I'll be wearing clothing made of money.
Wow.
Actually, like put together just paper outfits, all with 100s. My entire wardrobe will be cash. Can we move on now?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we're to the last question of the I Like Pickles Cat podcast.
Woo.
What was the dumbest rule you've ever been forced to follow? Non-COVID related. Dumbest rule you've ever been forced to follow.
Raising your hand in school.
You can't just interrupt.
Are we raising our hands on the podcast?
9 + 5 equals... Oh, I have a question. You know, everyone else has got to learn too. You know?
Cool. It's about understanding.
What's your going to be like, Cole? Is it going to be just total tyranny with, I'm not going to say it. But anyhow.
No, then you don't have to raise your hand.
I agree with Cole. There's a certain, you should be able to read the room and know when it's okay to interject, just like on this podcast.
I'm sorry. What were you
saying? Are we going to start raising hands in here?
No, we're not.
I have something to say.
Also,
can I go to the bathroom?
Yeah, asking to go to the bathroom is...
I don't know, can you?
...in school was... Oh, my gosh. Do you want to go teach English skills? Do you want to?
That is Cole's job.
No, it's not. No, that and lining up. We're going to walk in a line from the classroom to the lunchroom. And if you deviate from said line, you have to go to the back of it. What sense does that make? Doesn't make any sense.
Why are you looking at me?
It doesn't make any sense.
How about having to take your shoes off to go through security? Because one person put wires in their shoes and failed to blow something up. So now all of us have to take our shoes off every time. Unless you're TSA.
Hey, I will pay the $85 every 5 years to
absolutely
to not have to get naked to go through security.
What happened? You have to do what?
It's a figure of speech. Oh. But you also don't have to get body scanned. You go through a metal detector.
I seem to get selected a lot for extra scanning, even though I'm TSA pre. It irritates the crap out of me.
I remember insane.
It's like they've done a background check on me. I opened up my own FBI file for you, and you're still going to scan me. I don't know.
One of my old roommates is Lemonese, and he would get randomly selected every single time.
Yeah, it's not very random.
Yeah, it's not random at all.
The coming back from the Alamo Bowl, I had two laptops with me, and that was suspicious. They had to check them for explosives because I had just pulled an all-nighter and just wanted to go home. And I was just like, these are laptops that I worked on. Dumbest rule for me, though, is probably more enforcing rules, like as a lifeguard. There's some dumb rules that don't really matter. Like, let's take, I'm not going to name the pool. Let's call it a municipality pool. You know, it might be in a park.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Near,
inside of a city.
Near an adult drinking district.
Okay, yep.
Nearby.
Yep, just hypothetical. Yeah.
Hypothetically, and it might have a river that one might call lazy.
I don't think that's a nice description. I think it's pretty
flowing.
Pretty hostile to say that river's lazy.
But there was this rule where nobody's allowed to swim underneath the water in the lazy river. It's like, oh, because there's tubes. And oh, because kids were screwing around, grabbing people's legs or whatever. And it's like, you can see everything. The tubes are translucent. If you can't tell if somebody's drowning in a pool that's 3 feet deep, you got problems. It was just a silly rule. Didn't need to be enforced. There's a lot of rules like that at pools that are just silly. You know, there manufacturer rules for slides are one thing. That's fine. But there's a lot of rules that just don't necessarily make a lot of sense. And they're not necessary. They're not keeping anybody safe. You're enforcing things that aren't going to hurt anybody. And it's taking your eyes off of things that can hurt people. So just not very smart.
This, Pickles, you've asked a question here that really cuts to the very core of who I am. What's the dumbest rule you ever had to been forced to follow? Basically working for anyone else and following their rules. Thus is why I own my own company. I ran into it all the time with bosses who'd say, I would ask the follow-up question, why are we doing it this way? Because that's the way we've always done it. And that's the worst thing to say to me. Oh, okay. So it could be wildly wrong, but we've always done it this way, so it's okay. But yeah, I hate following rules. I don't like it. What's the dumbest rule you've ever been forced to follow? That marijuana is illegal in the state of Kansas, and I can't use it. And it could randomly grow in my backyard because it's something that grows out of God's green earth. We've deemed illegal. There, that's a dumb rule. Also, if you're forced to listen to this podcast, that's a dumb rule. You should probably check with someone about that. We got anything else, guys? Anything else you want to pop in here? Okay.
He said non-COVID related, so I am
silent. Give me something COVID related.
I don't want to get, you know.
5-on-5 at the rec.
Sure.
Oh,
that's a great
basketball. Yeah,
oh, man, sure. We could go all day. I mean, some of these things, hey, we're going to pre-test everyone who's in the bench area at a basketball game for COVID. And to be in the bench area, you have to be COVID free, but then you still got to wear a mask.
Even though there's 15,000 people watching you play in the arena.
Right. I mean, we could go all day on this. I got vaccinated and I'm told the vaccine works. So I'm going to be vaccinated over here. You don't want to get vaccinated? That's fine with me. I'm protected from you. So I don't understand. I don't understand some of these. A lot of things in society, we make rules for people to follow just to make them. That's it. You don't have to follow this podcast anymore. Well, you do. You really do. By the way, that's a rule. You should have to subscribe to the PowerCat podcast and Life of Fitz podcast. That's it for this edition of the Overtime. I don't think I put much into this. Probably some rap references to make the guys happy. It's all the kids want. It's all the kids are crazy.
Thank you for listening to the PowerCat podcast. Make sure you're subscribing to our show at Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. PowerCat podcast, all rights reserved, gopowercat.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.